It is now time for Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 KCTT Yellville Mountain Home. Brought to you in part by Farmers and Merchants Bank, Knox Orthopedics, ASC Warranty, Arvest Bank, and Harold Tucker's Auto Parts. Now, live from Paragould, calling the play-by-play, here is Matt Sharp.
Thank you very much, Joe Shipman, and good evening, everyone, from Doc Painter Court here on the campus of Paragould High School. We are happy to bring you tonight's broadcast of Mountaineer Bomber and Lady Bomber basketball as the Mountaineer teams are getting ready to take on the Rams of Paragould. We start, as we normally do, with the girls' sports bar broadcast as we welcome you into the Lady Bombers pregame show. This is for Mountaineer, the first road trip we've had in about 2.5 weeks. It's been kind of nice to be in front of the home crowd, but you knew you had to get back on the road sometime, and so this is the time for the Lady Bombers to return to the road. As for Mountaineer, they are coming into this game with a record of 18-4 overall. They are currently 7-2 in the 5A East. Right now they're third place, but they're just one game out of first behind Nettleton and West Memphis. So I can tell you right now, if Mountaineer wins this game, they'll be tied for second against who I don't know yet, because I can tell you right now that Nettleton and West Memphis are going to be playing each other tonight. So hopefully I can, if I get a score later on this evening, I'll pass that along. But right now they got to take care of business against this very tough Paragould team. Lady Rams right now 7-13 overall, 3-6 in the 5A East, but do not let that fool you. Last time that these two teams played was back on January 17th, and boy, Paragould took Mountaineer right down to the wire. Lady Bombers ended up escaping with a 32-30 victory over the Lady Rams. As for these teams' most recent games, Mountaineer is coming off a 14-point win over Paragould's crosstown rival, Greene County Tech, this past Tuesday night over at the Hangar. 49-35 was the final score of that game. And this Paragould team, their last game was also Tuesday night. They ended up suffering a 71-52 loss at the hands of the Jonesboro Lady Hurricane. Now, I did mention that Nettleton and West Memphis are playing each other tonight down in West Memphis. Some other games around the conference. Searcy is over at Marion, which is just actually right there next to West Memphis. And as for Jonesboro, they're just right across the other side of town from us here in Paragould. They are taking on the Golden Eagles of Greene County Tech. So some great matchups tonight around the 5A East. We'll let you know if we get any of some of those scores. I'm sure Dell Leonard will have some of those results when I talk to him during halftime of the boys' game. We're going to take a break. We'll come back and check our starting lineups in just a moment as we get ready to bring you Mountaineer and Paragould in just a few minutes. You are listening to the Lady Bombers pregame show on Classic Hits 101.7.
Legendary basketball coach John Wooden said, "Failing to prepare is preparing to fail." And if you fail to prepare for the change in the seasons with your heating and cooling system, you're preparing for an expensive failure. Central Heating and Cooling can take care of all your heating and cooling needs, whether it's for repairs, preventative maintenance, or a new unit. Turn to the experts. Central Heating and Cooling, your Carrier dealer since 1965, where comfort exceeds expectations.
Knox Orthopedics is your clinic of choice for orthopedic care for three reasons: Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell. These highly experienced orthopedists help with a full range of traumatic or chronic bone and joint conditions. With on-site x-ray, MRI, bracing, and physical therapy, each physician oversees your individual treatment to deliver you from hurting to wellness, returning you to productive, pain-free enjoyment of life. 3 Medical Plaza in Mountain Home. Appointments also available in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. KnoxOrthopedics.com.
Most banks talk about services by grouping them into two categories, business or personal. At Farmers and Merchants Bank, we're a little different. Sure, we have deposit accounts specifically for business and specifically for personal use, and we have loans for individuals and loans for business and agriculture, loans for homes and loans for commercial properties. But we understand that when it comes to the business of your finances, it's really all personal. That's why we call it me banking. Let us show you what we mean at any of our Farmers and Merchants Bank locations. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For over over 50 years, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic, from parts for automobiles to parts for mowers. They have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist for over 50 years. Family-owned and four generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home. 425-5040.
Carol Morgan came to Arvest Bank needing to get a loan. Let's hear what happens.
So, Carol, good news. You're approved for this loan and at this interest rate.
Yay, that's great.
You also mentioned you have some credit card debt. Would you be interested in rolling that into this loan so you're paying off that credit card at this same rate?
Really?
Yep, then it's all just one payment instead of two.
Wow, that's...
helpful?
Very helpful.
Personal loans made easy. Arvest Bank, ready to help.
We welcome you back to the Lady Bombers pregame show here on Class Kids 101.7 as we get ready to bring you the girls matchup between Mountain Home and Perry. Let's take a look at the starting lineups. First off, for the Lady Bombers in their road blues, coached by Adele Leonard. They'll be going with three seniors in the starting lineup, Emma Martin at 5'7", Anna Grace Foreman at 6'2", and Leah Jackson at 5'6", and two juniors to round it out, Kate Gilbert at 5'10", and Addison Yates at 5'9". Perry Gold in their home whites, coached by their first-year head coach, Sanja Tate. They'll be going with one senior, Alex Sprintgard. She'll be joined by two juniors, Blythe Benefield and Olivia Hancock, and two sophomores, Carson DeVries and Katie Smith. That's going to wrap up the Lady Bombers pregame show. We'll get this game tipped off in just a moment. It is Mountain Home and Perry Gold. Coming up next, you're listening to Lady Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
At Knox Orthopedics, they put you first. They know when injury occurs, pain won't wait on an appointment. That's why their three highly qualified physicians, Drs. Knox, Rawls, and McConnell, make it their priority to see you as soon as possible. You'll find the best of orthopedic care from doctors who care about getting you well. See them at 3 Medical Plaza, Mountain Home, or during clinic hours in Harrison and West Plains. We can fix that. Check them out, knoxorthopedics.com.